So welcome once again. Nice to be back with you. And missed you last week. Just like you missed me, right? Maybe just a little bit. I appreciate that. But while I was gone, I bought a coffee mug and that said, "Proud to be a Bruin." And so you can probably think back to your high school days and automatically it comes to mind what your mascot was, right? What was your mascot?
I don't know.
What was your mascot?
Raiders.
Raiders.
Raccoons.
Raccoons?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Raccoons. What was your mascot? What was it?
Wizard.
A wizard?
Winter wizards.
A wizard. Did he have a mascot that dressed up? I don't know what a wizard is, so that's why I'm curious. What was your mascot?
I answered the question, no.
You know, you don't remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Really?
A long time ago. Very good.
Next week, I want you to know what your mascot was. Go back and look. So I was back to gather together with the class of 1975. It had been 40 years since high school graduation. And going back and visiting and kind of meeting with people is the realization how lives become so intertwined. Some of the lives of the people I knew in high school were significant relationships. But most were not, coming from a class of over 400. So realizing that in any group of people from my class, there was a large percentage of them that I did not know and would certainly not know by name. However, though, we were intertwined in that we walked the same path, or we walked the same hallways, so to speak. We sat in the same classrooms. And in visiting with some of them, realization that we did have some of the same teachers and were in the same classes. Maybe I didn't realize it thinking back. But we shared this learning experience that brought us together. And many of the things we learned were beyond just the subjects that we studied in class. One of the things about gathering together like that is that many of the relationships go back about 50 years. Many of the students that I went to school with as far back as kindergarten and through elementary school. For there was a large group of us that lived in the same neighborhood throughout our childhood, who lived in the same house. And so we went through school together throughout those years. And so there was that connection in which we became enmeshed or entangled in so many ways that our lives had been interwoven and not so easily separated. And our thoughts and our memories and our learning experiences. I was reading this week about early childhood development, how we are shaped, how our lives are impacted from early experiences in our lives. And I want to share with you this which was written when it talks about development. Responsive relationships with consistent caregivers help build positive attachments that support healthy social emotional development. Relationships form the foundation of our mental health. The relationships do. Now, this particular paragraph described children ages 1 through 3. As early as that, how then relationships form us and how relationships impact us. When it started to talk about school age, it said children's relations with peers play a major role in overall development. And how then entering school, young children are curious about people and how the world works. And probably one of the first lessons to be learned in school is that sometimes the world can be hard and difficult in these relationships that we come across. No matter what our age may be. It's probably one of the reasons why Jesus refers to us as his children, because we are continuing to develop. whatever age we may reach, we are yet his children, and we are developing. We are learning, we are growing, we are being enlightened, and we continue to discover anew. It is with this in mind, I read Jesus' words, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me." Now, on the surface, this expression we would all agree on is pretty bizarre. And just a little bit strange. Eating flesh and drinking one's blood. I tend to often think of Jesus the prankster. Jesus with his sense of humor saying something like this, just to see if people are listening and paying attention. Eating of flesh and drinking of blood. But to understand what he is saying here, perhaps it is important to look at ancient animal sacrificial practices. In the sacrificial practices, an animal was selected. One would choose the best specimen available. Standards had to be met or surpassed. A token of the portion of the animal was burnt at the altar. A token portion was burnt. Another part of the animal was a gift to the priests for their services. The remainder of it was used for a celebratory feast for the worshiping family. They would gather together and share in the meal. But one thing that adds to this is the understanding that once the flesh of the animal was offered to the deity, offered to the god, the deity became part of the flesh. It was viewed then that as eating the flesh of the animal, that the person would be God-filled. Filled with God. Taking of the God within oneself. And in taking that Godness in, filled with the dynamic vitality of the deity. Filled with the presence of the deity. And it is with that in mind, Jesus says, that you would eat my flesh. Abide in me, and I in you. A relationship is established. The presence of Jesus is part of life. That Jesus will abide, that he will reside, he will stay with us through life. We also have to understand the Jewish thought, where blood stood for life. When blood was emptied from the body, life ends. And so Jesus then speaks of drinking of my blood, where then you take the essence of life from him, and it becomes a part of us. His blood enters us. His blood enters our heart. And again, that same vitality and that same life and that same presence becomes part of our own life. And we celebrate that presence. We celebrate then that relationship. And then how then we are enmeshed with one another. How our presence is interwoven with that of Jesus. We read where the reaction of some of the people is that this teaching is difficult. And one of the things that Jesus encountered, the opposition that he faced, was by his claim time and time again to have this relationship and association with the God of Israel, of being the Messiah. And that proclaiming through a relationship with him, a relationship with Jesus, one would have a life and a relationship interwoven with that of God. And that is what the people found difficult. His claim to have that relationship, that connection with the God of Israel. Now the apostles, the 12 that were closest to Jesus, are often ridiculed and criticized for their behaviors. But every once in a while they do something that we can learn from. And in this case, it's Peter. Peter then, who makes one of his wonderful confessions when he says to Jesus, "You have the words of eternal life. You are the Holy One of God. Where else are we to go?" he says. "But you are the one." It is a relationship with you that we find life. And we celebrate being interwoven in that relationship. Now I'd be remiss by not saying that today, August 23rd, is our granddaughter Taya's 4th birthday. I was reading about child development, and it had these things to say for a child who is 4 or 5 years old. That they now have a longer attention span, that they will act silly and boisterous. They may use shocking language. That one's true, by the way. They talk a lot and ask questions. They want real adult things. They will test their courage and skill with caution. They will share and take turns. Sometimes. This past week, we had another opportunity to have our granddaughter, Taya, spend the night. On her way back to her family and her way back to her parents, this was her 5 minutes into the car ride. So it was a busy couple days and a busy night. But you can see that we wore her out. Actually, it was 2-1, so it wasn't really fair. But as she has spent time with us is the realization that now she's stuck with us. That relationship that we have continues to intertwine us with one another, to be a part of one another's lives more and more. And I think she begins to realize that more and more herself as she begins to be more comfortable in our presence. More comfortable in the relationship than that she has established with us. And that's a wonderful relationship that we celebrate now as she turns 4. And we look forward to the developing of that relationship, the growth of that relationship, the discovery that we find in that relationship, her and us. And also as we come together, we celebrate the relationship with our Lord. And that as children of God, ongoing discovery and enlightenment that we will experience. Amen.